Who do you think gave him his first scalpel? Taught him to be a doctor, his sister, Bobby Block. When Bobby Block fashioned his first mud pie, no, folks, it wasn't Rabbi Lowe who created the golem. It was Robert Block. When Dr. Caligari opened his cabinet, who do you think he found sleeping there? Well, I can tell you it wasn't Goldilocks. And who do you think recommended Mr. Hyde to Dr. Jekyll when he asked for a good abortionist? Robert Block. If Edgar Allan Poe had married Mary Shelley, their son could very well have been Robert Block. In fact, he could very well have been Robert Block even if they hadn't got married. It's a little known fact that Robert Block wrote Dracula. He was very disappointed that Dracula never wrote back. Either that or the U.S. Post Office, with its notorious efficiency, failed to deliver the letter. The only reason he didn't write Frankenstein, he could have, is the finance company had repossessed his quill pen for ducking his payment that month. Things were like that in 1816. Well, so much for the facts in the case of Monsieur Valdemar, Robert Block. Now for the fantasy. In the history of the cinema, two showers will always be remembered. Al Jolson's April Showers, and the shower that caused the Plumbers Union to sue Robert Block. After Block plumbed the depths of human degradation in the famous shower sequence in Psycho, the installation of shower stalls was stalled for 2 years. When asked by a Hollywood columnist what the favorite role was of her entire career, Joan Crawford unhesitatingly answered, "Straitjacket," and Robert Block should have been in it. He could have written The Sting. Instead, he wrote The Deadly Bees. His green thumb stood him in good stead when he scripted Torture Garden. The thumb wasn't originally green, but it turned that color several years after he removed it from its original owner and pickled it in the formaldehyde. Robert Block has provided unforgettable vehicles for Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing. His talents have been recognized and employed by Gene Star Trek Roddenberry and Rod Twilight Zone Sterling. He was a great good friend of two giants of the motion picture industry, the lamentably late Boris Karloff and the recently deceased Fritz Lang. He has a standing order with a blood bank for a withdrawal of a quart a day, and when he writes, he hones an icicle to a sharp point, as sharp as his wit. The science fiction field has honored him with its Oscar, a Hugo. The Count Dracula Society's Anne Radcliffe Award. A special scroll from the Mystery Writers of America. The World Fantasy Life Award. He was also the recipient, from my hands I'm honored to say, of the first award created by Dr. Walter J. Doherty 20 years ago, known as the Big Heart Award. And while it was terribly tempting to make some light banter about the heart being displayed in the goldfish bowl or something of that sort, I wish to be completely serious now. The award was given to Robert Block for his humanitarianism and was well deserved. For all the macabre monstrosities that Robert Block is loosed upon the motion picture screen to entertain us, for all the madmen, mayhem, and murder he has conjured up to thrill and chill audiences round the world for ages, we are truly grateful and attempt to express our gratitude here, now, by inducting him into the science fiction, horror, and fantasy Hall of Fame.
Ackerman for curing that. weeks ago that Mr. Ackerman was himself honored at a birthday banquet celebrating his participation in the field of science fiction fantasy for 50 years. Some of you were present at that occasion. Those of you who weren't are still partially present because you are eating the leftovers from that banquet today. And I must say, this is a distinguished gathering with so many familiar faces, and I'm happy that they're here. I'm glad to see people in our midst, like Jim Danforth, the special effects man who animated George Clayton Johnson. And of course, the creators of Superman, Jerry Siegel, Joe Shuster. If it were not for them, it's quite probable that Kurt Allen would never have worn underwear.
Yes. Bob is very gracious. Every time the typesetter does it with a K, no problem. I call Bob Block up and say, gee, Bob, they did it again. Spelled Block with a K. He said, that's fine, Doug. Send the 10,000 copies, handwritten, Block, Block, Block. And I said, gee, do I have to do it again, Bob? Yep. So I just finished last night up until 3 a.m.